This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
See what's happening. What's happening is my voice is getting sexier with every breath I take. Very good. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Sarah Simmons. So, should I just stay off the air and let you guys? I've been gone.
No, you actually sound better right now. Really, yeah, you sound really good. Fine.
All right. So, here's the latest outrage. This is, I guess, from the good news, bad news department. The outrage of the day, the week, the month. There is a transgender woman who is in an all-male prison. She was a male when she went in. She had the transgender operation, became a female. They left her in the prison, so she's suing the state of Massachusetts for $1 million because they refused to move her.
Question, did we pay for the surgery?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep, we sure did. What do we do? I would think that there would be a problem.
Why have the surgery when you're in prison? Can't you? I mean, how long is she in prison
for? Yeah, I don't get that
for?
Either.
Well, I don't get that either, but I'm thinking about what you hear about what goes on in some of these prisons, the sexual deviants that are there. And how this person even could survive in an all-male prison.
Well, I would think just being, you know, different than everyone else there would put you in, like, at severe risk.
Yeah,
of
that's the point. Yes, right.
Right. So I just whether or not we paid for the surgery, like it's already happened. So are they basically refusing to move her somewhere else? Or
at the moment they are. That's why she's suing, or her lawyer is suing the state. For $1 million because they want to get her out of there.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, if they're going to go ahead and go through with the surgery and let it happen, then I think they need to move her somewhere else just because I think she's at a severe risk of being really injured.
But why say yes to the operation? So we understand that you have feelings and you'd like to address them, but you're in jail.
Yeah, I don't.
Committing
I don't.
A crime.
I don't really get.
I don't get the jail part.
Either.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happened with Bradley. Chelsea Manning. The thing is, and I think Victoria and I have disagreed about this in the past, and probably Kara would be on Victoria's side. I consider these surgeries, especially when you're in jail. Okay, I understand you have you're psychologically. You know, you feel that you are a gender that you are not biologically.
Yeah.
I understand all that. I still consider it to be elective surgery. So for me, it would be like, especially when you're in jail. I mean, if something isn't falling off of you when you're in prison, to me, that's elective. I mean, I wouldn't expect to go into prison if I were in trouble and say, gosh, I need to have my nose done or something like that. I mean, these are things that you can wait. I mean, can they wait? The answer is yes, it could wait. It's not like you're going to die if you don't change whatever this is. I don't know why you would do it in prison. And Kara's right. If they are going to let you do it while you're in prison, then I guess they should probably allow you to go to the other prison, too, because why would they set you up to be a target or something different than the rest of the population if they're allowing you to have that surgery? That doesn't make any sense.
Whether you consider it elective or not, it's just odd to me that, like, there are so many trans people or people going through this experience who are not in jail, who have not committed any crimes, and, like, it's not being paid for them, and they're still struggling
with
this.
Right. Ding,
so,
ding,
like,
ding, ding.
Like,
yes.
Why would we...
law-abiding citizens.
Exactly.
Right.
So in that situation, why would you pay for it for someone who's not a law-abiding citizen?
Hold the bell. Yep. That's
right. Yeah, we're all in agreement on this one. I mean, I don't... You know, it's in the military thing that's a different beast. But, just to be in jail and say, like, I need transgender reassignment surgery, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, that's... What... I don't even understand, like... What basis do you even have legally? Like, what's the legal precedent that even allows you to make that argument? I don't even understand that.
I don't know. I don't know what crime this person committed, but are they, like, in jail for the rest of their life? And so, for some reason...
No, I think this fellow was a robber.
Yeah. Then
see, to me, that message is then why not commit a crime like that if you know
and then get
that
free
you're going to get a significant... Because those surgeries are not cheap. If you're going to get a significant amount of your surgery paid for, why wouldn't you commit a crime?
But
what state is this in this country is rewarding
bad Massachusetts.
Behavior. Of course.
The Walsall State Prison. Yeah. Wait a minute, like, listen to the woman who's living in California where
look,
they do the same
because it's either
thing.
It's either California, Massachusetts. I don't even think New York would do something like this. Which
I don't think so.
Be so lucky to live in these two crazy states.
Well, look, I think this is crazy. I mean, this is
crazy.
It's and then it is even crazier. It's like if you're going to acknowledge that you know that the gender reassignment has happened, then why are you refusing to put this person in the prison that of their gender? And that makes no sense. On top of the no sense surgery.
Yep. All right. Speaking of these sexual things, we get a lot of sexual news here. Paul Ryan, who's the Speaker of the House, says, Jennifer, he wants to mandate sexual harassment training for all members of the House of Representatives, like they were in Ding Dong School, but maybe this will help, or is it just a way to relieve the pressure?
I actually applaud him for coming out ahead of this, because in California, I think there have been 141, maybe now 150 women that have gotten together and said that they're being mistreated in Sacramento, in our state's capital, and that there have been allegations of abuse, and there's somebody actually right now who's in real trouble for allegations of rape, and so they're answering that. And then Jackie Speier, who is from California, actually headed this front in the House of Representatives, saying, look, I was abused all the way through. Here's how I was abused. Claire McCaskill, who's the senator from Missouri, said that she wouldn't even take an elevator because she was afraid of being harassed with certain men.
That's
ridiculous.
Here's this Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, who said one staffer quit her job after one of her counterparts invited this staffer into his home wearing a towel. And then he opened the towel up when she came into the house to expose himself. What is the matter with these people?
They get away with it. So they just keep
pushing
boundaries.
Where does the deviance come from? How are these people this deviant?
They are drunk with power.
Is that all it is?
And then have this, and no offense, Dougie, because I really, well, I don't know, maybe you do have this. I don't think so. But men think that all women want to see their stuff. And you know what? We don't. We don't want to see it. It's really not all that attractive. The only time we want to see it is if we ask to see it. We don't need you to show it to us. And it's so gross.
It's gross.
I mean, it's
gross.
This happens in life. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I've shared an experience. I mean, by the standards that are being presented to us, I guess I was a hashtag me too on a date that I had. But, you know, I didn't consider myself to be a victim because I just walked away.
Yeah.
But My friend was telling me the other day, she goes, I was on a date with a guy and we had just started dating and I was kissing him. But the next thing I know, you know, whammo, here's everything. And she's like, I just told him, you better put that away until I have to see it. And there's something innate about men that just think they want to show you everything. It's just
keep
weird.
The stallion in the corral, boys, unless we say, you know, it's time.
So here's another one. Congressman Bradley Byrne, suggesting lawmakers ought to reimburse the Treasury Department for settlements of sexual harassment that occur in their office. Under the law that now exists, taxpayers pay the bill. Here we are once again.
This is 100%. This guy is spot on.
Yeah.
This is absolutely inexcusable. Taxpayers are paying for this.
Yeah. Right now, by the way, you can only file a harassment lawsuit against a member of Congress within 180 days of the incident. And you're required to go through months of counseling and mediation.
And they get nothing. You've got to go through months of counseling, and then they get nothing. A slap on the wrist.
Is that a law?
Like, who came to the decision that that's what you should do? That the person
probably
who went through it had to go through mediation, and not the person who committed the...
Yeah, that's weird.
It's insane.
Yeah. But I do like the timing. I think we have to, I mean, really responsibly, one of the things we have to start talking about to women is when it happens, say something. Because the immediate reaction of people, me included, I admit it, when I hear charges against Roy Moore from 40 years ago, I think, why are you coming out now? The guy ran for governor. He ran for all these offices. You know, why now? What's the motivation to release that information now? And I'm a very sensitive person. If I'm thinking this, I know the rest of the country is disqualifying your claims immediately because it just isn't, it isn't a timely. So, I mean, we are empowered women now. It's 2017. If something like this happens, you can't wait. You have to say something.
Yeah,
it's it's not fair. It's not fair to other women.
That's been one of my kind of biggest issues is going through a bunch of celebrity ones. I've seen so many women who have accused someone and then said they didn't say anything to the media or to their friends in the past because when they mentioned something, like take the Ed Westwick case. There were two women who accused him of sexual assault and then said that they were both told by friends and boyfriends that, you know, they shouldn't be that girl and they shouldn't tell anyone because, you know, this guy. Yeah, and it's just, it's so bizarre to me because as a woman, I would never tell a friend that. If someone came to me and said that they had been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted by someone, yeah, I would do everything I could to support them and see what we could do to make sure that person never did it again. So I just think, like, as women and men should do this too, we should support each other to feel comfortable to come out and say something if it's wrong. And I
when it happens.
Yeah, exactly. So encourage someone, like, even if it sucks and you don't want them to relive it again, nothing's going to happen if you wait 20 years, 30 years, 40 years to say something. I think we just need to be empowered to, like, feel comfortable in ourselves and, you know, feel confident to go out and say
something. It's an educational process, and it's also what you grow up around. Well, it's a big lesson to be learned. And people need to listen up to the experiences that others are having. There's probably someone around you that you know who's been through this one way or another. It's 19 past the hour on the DJV show.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with the Food Network Dutch Oven or Roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home are $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code FFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, Audi introduced a new A7. This is the second generation of A7 after a massive success of the first generation. And this new version of the car has a progressive design language of the full-size segment. Audi says the four-door coupe sets standards in the luxury class when it comes to progressiveness. It embodies a new style of the Gran Turismo with dynamic lines. Some of the figures are initially impressive with a 34.6 miles per gallon fuel economy. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance.
Who's this singing?
All
Drake?
That I'm wishing for my
it's
friends.
Drake.
Nobody makes it from
my
oh, the girl.
I have, the girl.
Yeah, I don't know who the girl is.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's just a sample from something, maybe. I couldn't tell you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I asked, though. Because a lot of people are thinking exactly what I'm thinking. Oh, I know Drake, but who's that lady? Drake, speaking of all the sexual harassment stuff we've been talking about, he's gotten involved making sure his concerts are safe and welcoming for fans, especially women. During his recent Boy Meets World tour in Sydney, Australia, he paused his performance to address an audience member who had been inappropriately groping females in the crowd. God. In a fan shot video from the show, Drake appeared to be in the middle of his performance song Know Yourself when he proceeded to tell his DJ to pause the track so that he could address one of the fans in the crowd. He said, quote, "If you don't stop touching girls, I'll come out there and blank you up." Ah. The audience applauded him for threatening this fan, and he repeated himself so the threat would once again be heard. "If you don't stop putting your hands on girls, I'm going to come out there and blank your ass up." So he put that mic down, and he continued to go. He went right for, headed right for the fan.
Love it.
I looked at the video, though. I'm wondering how, I don't know if people around this guy just look super uncomfortable or if they were yelling at Drake or something like that. But, like, looking at it, there was a huge crowd, just, like, people packed together. So I don't even know how he noticed. But looking at comments of it, people said that apparently the venue where it's at, this happens all the time because everyone's so packed together. It's just like a grope fest, which is just gross. I understand sometimes you accidentally touch people at concerts. Yeah. But, like, no need to intentionally grab people's butts and, you know, so-and-so.
You know, it's interesting. Last night I was at our new city council was sworn in last night in Framingham, and one of the ladies on the council is somebody that I know. I've known her for years, and I went over to talk to her, and I put my arm around her to congratulate her, and then I thought to myself, should I be doing this?
And you know what? You can't live your life like that. If your intention is not to creep someone out,
no,
you've got to live your life. You cannot. Yeah, yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
But you're
not the problem, though. Yeah, but I'm thinking it is good that maybe guys are thinking about that now. You know, you're not the problem, Doug, but it's great that, you know, even that we've had this much dialogue that it is making people question that.
Well, if somebody...
Not everyone wants to be hugged and touched. Women especially. I don't want anyone hugging me except my husband. I really don't like it.
Yeah. Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Amy Grant, Zach Brown Band, Donna Summer, Voss Gags, Jimmy Buffett, Eagles are among the artists contributing to a new tribute to Dan Fogelberg, say it again, Doug Fogelberg album. Comes out on Friday next. His widow Jean produced an album along with the producer of some other things that he was involved in, Norbert Putnam, Irving Azoff, and Chuck Morris played roles in Fogelberg's career. He's been dead for 10 years, my God. Had prostate cancer. That's really some... I didn't realize he'd been gone that long. So, anyway, that's a tribute to Dan Fogelberg album, which is this Friday or next Friday comes out, Victoria?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this something you'd get? Would you all be interested in Donna Summer? Is gone, but she did some stuff with him, and that's on this. Is this something that we're...
I didn't know who he was.
You didn't, really?
I'm still reading this. No. I had no idea who he was. Yeah.
You know, I didn't either, but I actually, going through and listening to a bunch of these songs, I actually really do like them a lot.
Of course you do. It's like Jim Croce 70s. Yeah, exactly. I thought of you when I read this.
Well, thank you.
It's crocheting.
You never heard of Dan Fogelberg before,
yet? No.
Surprised. Anyway. Well, it's 29 past the hour now on the DJV show.
Lying, this freedom is like nothing that I've ever known.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with the Food Network Dutch Oven or Roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home or $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code FFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's now 34 at the hour, listening to the DJV show with me, Doug Steffen, and with her, Jennifer Horn, and with her, Victoria Keelan, and with her, Kara Schillen, and you catch the... I was actually listening around, as most of you noticed, with all the emails that were fluttering around last night. I was listening to a lot of our things on the new websites. Go to the DJVshow.com and listen to the podcast that Kara prepares every week. It's kind of fun. To listen, you can listen live also while we're on the air. Just go to the DJVshow.com website in case you can't find a radio station, and you will find us right there. Going back, if you wanted to, I sort of had in my mind I was going to get off of this, and then I saw it, and I thought, okay, we'll throw a little more salt on the wound here. The Pentagon says this week it will pay for another soldier's gender confirmation surgery. That's what they call it now. Gender confirmation. Who sits around and comes up with these names? Who comes
marketing
up with
people,
this
right?
Stuff?
I mean, because it's a surgery that people are making money from.
Gender confirmation surgery.
But I guess
reassignment, yeah.
Yeah, confirmation is probably more politically correct.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so you and I are paying for this largesse, according to a statement from a number of news outlets. The surgery and its approval has, I thought, didn't Trump sign a memo to ban these things? I thought that
unless it, yes, he did. Unless it severely, I guess, impacts the person, unless a doctor deems it medically needed. So for, like, I guess, extreme psychological reasons or whatever.
This fellow had the surgery in a private hospital on Tuesday after it was approved Monday by the Pentagon. The waiver that allowed the military to pay for the operation was the street they went down. The spokesperson for the Pentagon said that the waiver for the surgery was approved because the service member had already begun his course of treatment.
Am I the only one who doesn't really mind paying for things for soldiers? I feel like vets get so little care after they get out of the military and have so many issues that people just like seem to ignore and not care about, and they do so much for our country that I don't really...
I
don't mind.
100%.
I don't see an issue with paying for this kind of surgery for them. If it puts them in a healthier mental state and they can fight better for our country because they're not focused on other things, then I'm okay with that.
I would admit to not thinking about it that way. I'm thinking about it from another way. It's sort of, but it flies in the face of what I think myself about sexuality, that it isn't a choice. It is the way you're born. I do buy into that, but part of...
I'm sympathetic to this. What I would say, though, as far as doing this, and Kara said, well, you know, this will put them in a better place or a better space mentally if they're allowed to have this surgery that's funded by taxpayer money. Mm. The information that comes out says that people that have had gender reassignment surgery, their suicide rate is sky high because they're searching for something. They expect the surgery to deliver it. And when it doesn't, I mean, really, truly, if you look into the numbers of suicide after gender reassignment, it's astronomically high.
But how do you stop it? How do you convince somebody that that's,
but that's
not the
also
right thing
from,
to do?
I think that there are other factors
from,
involved in
yeah,
that as well.
Yeah, I think that could stem from a lifetime of being, you know, discriminated against. It depends on your age, I think. I mean, I have two friends who are one's my age and one's younger, and they both had the gender reassignment surgery. And
from male
their
to
life
female
is,
or female to male?
One of each.
Really?
One was born a female, is now a male, and one was born a male, is now a female. And their entire quality of life is just, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Do they know each other?
No, they don't, actually.
So
I have two separate circles.
Let me just, this wildly just came into my mind, and I'm just thinking, all right? Just let your imagination go. Let's say there is a circumstance, could you imagine this existing? A male and a female got together, became a couple, and the male decided he really wanted to be a female, and the female decided she really wanted to be a male.
It happened.
And they stayed together as a couple.
It happened.
Just reversed.
It was somewhere
as it happened.
In California. Yeah, it was somewhere in California,
of California,
and it came out a couple years ago that had happened.
Really?
Well, that speaks to me a lot less about gender and a lot more about love. That's just loving a person's soul, and it doesn't matter what the parts are.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't really think that that's all that salacious.
And I think
I don't think it's salacious.
Kind of...
I think it's very interesting, but I think you're right about that, Victoria. It does show that love, if it's real love, goes deep. Deep,
right.
And I also
deep.
Think that if you are both going through the same experience at the same time, then you're more inclined to be supportive of that person than, say, if you were with someone who wasn't going through that surgery and then you went through it. I think it would be harder for that other person to relate and understand than if you were both going through it at the same time.
Yeah, good. All right. So that's that. I just have to... I would not normally pay any attention to this, but it's so ridiculous. North Korean state media this week says that they have put out a hit and that Trump has been sentenced to death by the people of North Korea.
Yeah.
Because he is a, what do they call it, hideous criminal.
The people. Oh,
the worst crime ever was electing Trump as president, and he's dared to malignantly hurt the dignity of our supreme leader.
I talked to you guys about it here, but Brett Baer, who's a reporter for Fox News, and actually I think one of my favorites, I don't know what he is politically, but he is really a good news reporter. He's one of the ones where he actually just talks about stuff. And he traveled ahead of the president. He would go to wherever, whatever country the president was heading to, and he went to North Korea and he did this special, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was so interesting about what happens in the DMZ, in the demilitarized zone. He said that 20 of 24 hours a day, North Korea just blasts all of their rhetoric and stuff over the border. South Korea responds to it by blasting only about 3 or 4 hours a day of, like, American music, pop music from around the world, and maybe speeches from world leaders in the West. All this stuff they blast over the border. I mean, just really interesting how when North Korea comes in to have meetings in the room, they enter through the north, and then they lock the south door in this area. And then when the South comes in, they go into the room and they lock the door on the North side and have their meetings. Because it's like this weird shared space. But it was so interesting just to see what day-to-day life was like right there. I mean, none of us would know that. It's just crazy.
No. All right. 43 and change past the hour in a moment. We're going to focus on streamlining your businesses this holiday season. So stand by for that. Opening up your mind and opening your ears. It's all part of what we do here on the DJB Show.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 57% of Americans who travel during the holiday season reported a stressful experience. Jason Gahn, Bank of America executive.
Thanksgiving kicks off the busy holiday travel season, which often means crowded airports and traffic delays. While many of these stresses feel unavoidable, there are simple ways to lessen their impact. For example, take flights early in the morning and pack a carry-on bag, which can help you save time and alleviate costs and stress. Also, consider using a flexible travel rewards card. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn points, not miles, that can be redeemed on a variety of travel purchases, including hotels, baggage fees, as well as airfare. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, which could help remove stress from your future travel.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12-2-17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 after the hour of the DJV show. Chris Woodyard is here with us to share how to use technology in your business. So we have a lot of business people that listen to this program. This is actually a two-way street, though, Chris, isn't it? This is good information for those of us, those of you who have businesses that may cater to shoppers, but those of us who are out shopping, but especially the small business focus here, I really think because it is the backbone of our country, these small businesses, we need to remember they're there and not spend all your time in the mall, right?
That's correct. We have 28 million small businesses that are gearing up for the holidays. So we're here to make sure we can talk about some of those tools to make sure that they're prepared for that holiday rush.
All right. So let's talk about the tools, engaging customers. What's the best way to do that? How do you advise these small business folks to separate their business to make it seem better than any other competitors?
I'm glad you brought that up. So marketing tools that are integrated with your point of sale are going to be crucial for reaching brand new customers and those that may have lapsed. So an example being a loyalty program. So making sure that you're encouraging merchants to come back into your, or excuse me, make sure that you're encouraging your customers to come back into the store and to continue to buy from you. Square's loyalty program, we've seen a 33% increase in spend for customers that are on that loyalty program. Also, if your inbox is starting to get cluttered with all of those emails, make sure that you have tools that integrate not just with email marketing, but social media marketing. There's a huge audience out there that basically spends a lot of time in social, so don't want to miss out on those sales. With Square's marketing program, we've seen for every dollar spent in marketing, you're seeing a $10 return at the counter. So great opportunity to see that return on investment for merchants.
All right. So the busier we are, the more difficult it is to cut through the clutter. Is there a key? Like, do you have a little, you can stick the key in the door and open up and, wow, look at what's behind the door? Is there some electronic technological way of doing that?
You know, I think the best answer to that is really Square is a holistic ecosystem. It's one company that we are both hardware and software. So your magic key, instead of having to piece together seven or eight different pieces of software that do loyalty, that do marketing, that do employee management, that do payroll, Square offers a full ecosystem of products, all free within our Square app. And then basically it's integrated, adding time back into the merchant's day-to-day.
All right. Let's talk about Square so that people are very familiar with where you are, what it is, and how they get there. Let's be more specific. Let's talk about Square for a minute.
Sure. So Square started as a payments company. Basically, one of our founders missed out on a sale as a result of not being able to accept credit cards. So we basically started out small, allowing merchants to accept credit cards. But now we're a lot more. I mentioned some of those products in my just a moment ago, including payroll. Allow us to automate the payroll for you so that you don't have mistakes. Allow us to manage inventory for you, making sure that you have the things that you need on the shelves. Understand the insights around all of that inventory. What are your top sellers? What are your margins?
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that you have staff available at peak time of days. All going to be critical to help you during the holiday season.
My father used to refer to it in the retail business as customer preference. If you don't know what's selling, you can't, and if you don't keep your fingers on the pulse of what's going out fast, the fastest or whatever the relative degrees are, then you won't be able to keep up with, you know, what your best potential sales are going to be. So that makes nothing but sense. What's the website?
Website for all these tips that I've talked about and learning more about Square products is going to be squareup.com. We also have a blog that features some great helpful tips coming up from the holidays.
Squareup.com, 10 before the hour.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero.
Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a check of what's going on in the world of technology, Tech Talk time, here on the DJV show, brought to you by the folks who are technically astute. This is a way for you to break up that old gang of yours that used to go running around the house at the end of the day. Shut off all the lights, turn off the TVs, set the temperature on the thermostat to some place. This will take you, what, 5-10 minutes to go around the house? Now you don't have to do any of that anymore because of Vivint smart home technology. The systems, which are outlined wonderfully well, actually. The smart home control is explained very well. If you go to the DJVShow.com website, DJVShow.com, and at the bottom of the page you'll see a, you just click on the Vivint, V-I-V-I-N-T, smart home banner that's there, and it gives you all the information about the free installation, activation fees, which actually don't exist, how you can do all the things I was just talking about with your iPhone or whatever your smart device is, setting the temperature, door locks, all kinds of stuff. And there are various other things that can be applied to your system that don't cost any money. So a lot of these things have been written up in some great newspapers and magazines because the technology is so avant-garde and the system is so complete. Your entire house, unprecedented control of your entire house, says one writer. Monitoring around the clock, the cameras, the locks. It's just kind of a cool thing when you realize the state of technology. The doorbell camera, which is kind of cool. Have you seen one of those, Victoria? I mean, you push the button, and it looks like a regular doorbell, but right there is a little eye. So people who are at the front door can be identified. You see who's at your front door from anywhere. So take their advice. Take my advice. Learn more. customize your own home. Call 855-718-6167. 855-718-6167. Get a technologically friendly home with the Vivint Smart Home technology. 855-718-6167. Doesn't cost anything to just go check everything out and see what you're missing, and then I think you're going to be, your interest will be piqued. I'm sure it will be. 855-718-6167. All right, so we have a new wand available.
No, it's a new game.
That's a game? Like,
yes,
Pokemon?
Wands at the ready. Yep, that's a that's a Harry Potter saying. And it's a new Harry Potter Pokemon Go game. Of course, Pokemon Go dominated the summer of 2016, as we all remember. Everybody was trespassing. You, Doug, even had people on your farm looking for different characters in the game. So the game's creators, Niantic Labs, are now following up with that breakout app with something a little more magical. It'll be for Potterheads this time. In 2018, Potterheads will get the chance to live out their wizarding fantasies, and they'll have their augmented reality with the Harry Potter themed game. It's set to be called Harry Potter Wizards Unite, and the game is, of course, a collaboration between Warner Brothers and the company that's making it. It's very similar to Pokemon Go. They encourage people to get outside and explore the world around them, which was a good thing, except a lot of people were kind of staring at their phone the whole time and not really looking at traffic and things like that. So hopefully that won't happen again. Yeah. But they say the only thing right now that isn't involved in it is Quidditch, which is the flying broomstick game that was so prevalent in the Harry Potter series. It's the only thing right now they have not worked into the game. But you'll be able to cast spells, and you'll be able to go on hunts for mysterious relics and run into memorable characters from the Harry Potter series. So you can definitely look to see this as dominating 2018. So this is, makes for a good Christmas gift, and just, you know, beware, because Potterheads will be taking over next year.
I saw that Zuckerberg, talking about Facebook, is going to sort of drop into some 30 or 40 cities across the country to help small businesses and nonprofits and entrepreneurs, job seekers, beef up their digital and social media skills. Going to make an announcement. He was in a round table with small business owners as he's toured around the country this past week or so, Victoria. And he said that Facebook will spend tens of millions of dollars on a new program called Facebook Community Boost, an expansion of their smaller program that has taught 60,000 small business people how to use Facebook. This guy's very smart. He doesn't, you know, it started to slide, and now he's come up with all kinds of other. Is he as smart as Steve Jobs? You think Zuckerberg is as smart as Steve Jobs when it came to seeing the trends and jumping on them or fixing the problem before it actually takes them down?
I mean, I don't know. Steve Jobs, I mean, to me, will always be a visionary, and he was an inventor, and so I don't, I'm, you know, Zuckerberg's not that.
Not that smart.
I'm not saying he's not smart. He's just not what Steve Jobs
not
was.
Not as smart, yeah. It's a different kind of smart. All right, 59 after.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.